Task 36.
You are going to hear an interview about the urban environment in Great Britain. First, you will have 30 seconds to study the sentences below. Then you will hear the text twice. While listening, complete the sentences 1 to 5 in a maximum of 4 words. There is one example, 0, at the beginning. After the second listening, you will have 30 seconds to finalise your answers. Start studying the sentences now.
Listening to the experts, the arguments really are very convincing. We need to build green space into all our future urban environments, but we've a long way to go. My first job when I left school was in the local parks department, in the far-off glory days of carpet bedding and peat-capped park keepers. But 40 years of serious neglect have left too many of our urban parks looking pretty unattractive and unwelcoming. That tendency to undervalue and neglect this vital asset has been highlighted in the findings of a government-appointed Urban Green Spaces Task Force. And the problem seems to start right at the top. For instance, although the government's own wildlife watchdog, English Nature, employs over 900 professional staff, Matthew Frith is their one and only urban nature conservation officer. Does he think we're taking urban conservation seriously?
In my view, the powers that be do not take this situation seriously. We need to have everyday contact with nature. It's those experiences that make life worth living, and unless we get it right in our towns and cities and make them places where we would want to live, then it's going to make our life a lot more difficult trying to solve some of the conservation questions in the countryside.
For that to change, the public attitude to wildlife in our parks is crucial.